Hello, KMA Land, and thank you so much for joining me here on the Double X Factor. My name is Spencer Williams, and I will be giving you what I hope to be some positive insight on our topic this week of family and personal growth, and how the two don't always go hand in hand with forward progress. I talked on Tuesday about family dynamics and how a healthy family dynamic has been described. Respect amongst the members, a voice for all, and a loving and supportive relationship. This doesn't mean that all families stay in this dynamic all of the time. It's just a place to aim. It's a place to keep us personally in check within our families. But if you're dealing with a toxic family member, that's a different situation altogether. Ties may need to be cut with toxicity, or a professional may need to be involved. I'm talking about when we're just frustrated with a parent, a child, a sibling, or an extended family member. We need to make sure we're allowing their voice to be heard in a respectful environment. We're staying true to ourselves while still being loving. And just like in every aspect of personal growth, are we leading by example? Not necessarily with the I'm right, you're wrong mentality. But also, just like every aspect of personal growth, it's personal. And so is the opinion I'm going to share today. It's just mine. So take it, leave it, or use what you want of it. While we're growing up within our family, our rules are typically across the board. We are taught to have certain beliefs, again, across the board. We eat the same, sleep the same, think the same. All in all, we live the same. So later in life, when we're on our own, we start a new journey on our own. We have a different home, maybe our own family, possibly a different lifestyle altogether. The rest of our family is doing the same thing for themselves. Then the personal part comes in. We become able to make our own choices. And here's the real tricky part. We get to determine our own beliefs. They may not be the same truths or adhere to the same rules we were forced to follow in our original family. This can cause a strain because our parents did the best they could with what they were given, but our new beliefs and opinions could feel to them like an attack on our upbringing. So our parents may find themselves trying to justify themselves or showing signs of defensiveness, none of which will make for a healthy relationship. The same goes with our grown children. Them becoming who they want to become could feel like they're questioning or challenging the foundation we gave them. It has the potential to feel hurtful. Then if you throw in the fact that everyone is at a different place in their personal growth journey, they may be further ahead or further behind, both which present challenges when there is a lot of contact, as most families usually have. We love our family members so strongly that when we take their differences as some kind of negative reflection or personal criticism, we're left almost heartbroken. It doesn't have to be that way. We can learn to love ourselves and our family enough to be grateful that we're all strong enough to be on our own right now. On our own in our true authenticity. Remember, this is completely personal. That means it's all yours to own. You don't have to support or own someone else's choices to respect, love, and appreciate that they are here and able to have them. And with that, I hope you'll tune in to Sandy's Take tomorrow on this topic. And as always, we appreciate you listening to the Double X Factor right here on KMA.